Yaitana. Because it says here, Mishihitzchel over Yavarian. When the people started to do the Averis was that they started to wash, take a hot bath on Shabbos, which is only Nisid Rabbonin. So see, even for Nisid Rabbonin, you also called it Avarian. So the Mavaita. It says, Amadviyay Shokrochim. In the big bath houses of the Krochim from the big cities, is Matan of them. Said before, you're allowed to walk through them on Shabbos. V'yena Choshish, you're not Choshish. This, even after the Gzeira of the Zeya, you're not allowed to go into a bathhouse to take a Shvitz on Shabbos, but the big bathhouse in the Kerachim, since the room is so big, it's not that hot inside. So therefore you're allowed to walk through it. By walking through it, there's no Shail of Zeya, you don't sweat there. That's the Chiddush. So tomorrow on my Rova, Dafka Kerachim, only the big bathhouses of the Kerachim, the big cities, Avod the Kforim from the small villages, Loi. There you can't even walk through the bathhouse on Shabbos. My timer, Kivon the Zutrin, since they're smaller bathhouses, is Nofish of Layu. The heat is very hot there, and even to walk through it, loss of Yeshala from Zeya there. Nofish of Layu is a Drashim Zeya, and you'll schwitz from that. Tana Rabbonin, Mitzchamim Odom Kineged Hamadura. On Shabbos, you yourself are allowed to go near a Madura. Shh, no, I'm sure they. Yeah. Tana Rabbonin, Mizchamim Odom Kineged HaMadura. A person's allowed to heat himself near the fire on Shabbos, the Yotzei, and just to make yourself hot, then you go outside. Umishtate Pitzonin, you can throw cold water over you. As even though you're cham, you're like hot. And when you throw the cold water over you, you're going to heat up the water, but that's muta. First, you shouldn't throw cold water over you. Then, then you can't go near the fire and warm yourself up by the fire. Why? Because you're making the water on you a little hot. You're making it lukewarm hot. And that's also. What's the yisah? Zatrashi mafshir mechamim loshin poshrin. You're like making the water on your body hot. So what's wrong with that? And it's the bishul mustam you don't have. You don't make the water on you mamish kiyatz let this boy so hot. You burn yourself. So Tosh learns the top toises. Then it's a shayla that looks like you're being rochet pechamim. V'ochet yasur mafarish rivom the dunya kerochet b'mayim chamim v'yovil lohochem chamim lirchot gufoim. It's as if you're taking like a hot shower now on Shabbos. If you put cold water over you first, and then you go near the hot, the fire, so the fire is warming up the water on you, it blives like chamin on Shabbos. That's the issue. Mashen, can you first warm yourself up near the fire, that you let it do, and then you can throw cold water over you. We'll speak about it later. Mika Radim, we passed him before, we saw yesterday, was that take a cold shower, cold water is mutter on Shabbos. So only us to take a hot shower is mutter. That's Mika Radim of the Gemara. And that's here also. Time to throw the cold water over you after you warm yourself up. That's mutter. Mashenka, to put the cold water over you first and then go near the fire, it looks like you're putting yourself into a cham, take like a hot shower. That's awesome. We'll see later, but the minig is not even to take a cold shower either on Shabbos. Not even to go into a nor, not even to go swimming on Shabbos. We'll soon see. Tana Rabbonin. Mechom Odom Aluntis. You're allowed to heat up like a towel on Shabbos. Omnicha b'nei mayim b'Shabbos. And put it on your stomach on Shabbos. Even you have like a stomach ache, the Chiddush is not nika mishum refuah. Even bad healthy people also do this, it feels good. It's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Shrashi mecha modo mechamik heat up, aluntius, towels. Venerally beged shemestavkim void, beged that you wipe yourself with. Shebuchtibuchol duchte korle aluntius, that's a towel. Is agabe meyin, kishu chash bemeyu, you have a stomach ache. Mechamim en loy kli, you're allowed to heat up a kli, oy beged, umanichem sham umoyim. Put it on your stomach, and that's mutter. Obuvat shlo yovi kumkumus shomayim chamin. But you should not put the hot kettle itself of hot water on your stomach, v'yinichenu avnei mayim b'shabbos. And don't do this on Shabbos, like put the hot kettle on your stomach on Shabbos. Eshel kwa zastamat nira ki refuwa, so refuwa is also on Shabbos. So the Gemara of Adov is there to do this, Afilu b'chel osur. Even him on the week, it's also osur to do this. B'vnei ha-sakona. This is mamash ha-sakona. To take a boiling hot kettle of water and put it on your stomach, it's a gzeira, it's a sakona, maybe you come to spill the water on your stomach. So even him on the week, you shouldn't do something like that. So drashi v'vach lo yovi kumkimis. Shema Yishofchu Olav. Maybe you'll spill the water on you. V'nimtza Reichet B'Shabbos Mechamim. That's one Isser. And this is also on Shabbos. Though maybe Rashi learns not as Refuah, but some, maybe the water will fall on you. It looks like you're being Rochet on Shabbos. Then it says, even B'chol, it's also one of the Asakonim. Pom Mishain Reichet. The stomach is a hot kettle, so the water sometimes is boiling hot. So you put it on your stomach, we're afraid the water will spill on you and will burn you. Either the pot itself will burn you. The sum of pshat is you put something underneath you. You don't put it on your stomach, mamish. You put it on your shirt, or you put it on your jacket. So that the kettle itself doesn't mamish burn you, because there's something in between. But if the water would spill out on you, the water goes through your begotten, it'll be a sakana. Even in the middle of the weekday, you shouldn't put a hot kettle of water on top of your stomach, because it's a gzera, maybe it'll fall or spill on you. Torah Rabbonin. Maybe Yodom Kit. I mean, so the chilta between the Rashi and the Sefer is one that as Shabbos, the Rashi learns that the hot kettle is, maybe it'll spill on you, and you'll be over Meshur Mechitza. Tais learns gzera is as Meshur Mefua. Then it looks like a Refua. So if you want to use a heated pad on Shabbos, if it's mutter or not. The shailer is, if only sick people do it, then it'll be also be nikkut, mishur mefua. But if healthy people do it also, then it'll be mutter. Shailer, what the mitzvah is. Luitzu, you have a hot pad heated from before, you plug it in before Shabbos. Shailer, can you put it on, you have a stomachache, can you do it on Shabbos? Not to be telling you this, whether it's a derech for Brian to do it or not in the middle of the week. Turn around. Maybe Yodam Kitun Mayim or Manicha Keneged HaMadura. You like to take a kettle of water and put it near the Madura, near the hot fire on Shabbos. Lo Bishvul Shichaynu, not that the water should heat up, because that's not Mishbishul. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Ela Bishvul Shetofik Tzinosim. You have very cold water. You want the water to become a little bit lukewarm. So you like to put it near the fire so the water could just become warm. Now, where are you allowed to put it? Let's see, Rashi. Rashi lo yischam lo shiyachaymu lo shiyanichem shom ad shiyachaymu. So Rashi, it's mashma. There's a heta mamish to put it like mamish right next to the madura, right next to the fire. And it's only a question: how long can you leave it there? Rashi says, and don't leave it there too long; it'll get that hot. But mashma, it's in a place that if you would leave it there for half an hour, it would get yatzla this boy. Still, it's mutter to put it there. I'll be taken away shortly. Before it gets that hot, that's Rashi Shita. Elish Shetofik Tzinosin, Rashi B'Mitzosin. Just leave it there a short time, 5 minutes, that the cold should go away. Shetofik, Shetischalif, Kimavrechel, and Nomam, Dagavrechel, and Fog. It changes from cold to become a little bit lukewarm. That's all. But this is Rashi Shita. Allah, we don't hold like Rashi. Allah, we hold like the other Rishonim, the Rosh and the Ran say that Avada to put it in a mokum where that mokum could become yat letters by tosser. Muslim nafkumin, if you want to put a cold water on top of the blech to put it on the mokum or the blech, that even if you leave it there the whole Shabbos, it'll take 2 hours. It would become yat letters by. It's also to put it there. That's called near the yesh. It's a gzera. Maybe you'll forget it there, and it will come with a vishal. It's only a heter to put it in the mokum, that no matter how long it stays in that mokum throughout the whole Shabbos, it won't get to the degree of yatz letzis boy. It'll only become lukewarm. That's mutter. That's not called alesh. That's not like Rashi saying. Aloch, it wouldn't be mutter to put that cold water near the fire, that if it would stay a long time, we'll get yatz letzis boy. There's no heter. That's called gzera mishum avashal. You only have heter to put it in a far away place, that it will never get to Yas Levesboy. Yas Pshat in the Gemara. Levishvul Shechaymu, not in a place that could get hot, and Levishvul Shetofik Tzinosan. You're putting in a place that it could only come Lidei Tofik, that will come lukewarm. We have Yehuda Waime, maybe Isha Pach Shal Shemin. An Isha could bring a jar of Shemin, or Menichtoi Kneged Amadur. She could put it near the fire, fight the Levishvul Shevashim, not could they to cook up the oil, make it Mammy Yas Levesboy, and Levishvul Sheyavshir, could they come to lukewarm. You have cold oil, you want to make a little bit lukewarm, that's mutter. That's the Tanakama. According to Tanakama, you see Shemin is also Shaykh in Issa Bishal. It's Shaykh to cook it up. Therefore, you're not allowed to put it near the fire, it's so close it'll get cooked up, just enough that it'll get lukewarm. You have Shemin Ali Alayma, no. Isha, Socha, Yoda, she's allowed to put her hand in the oil, like smear the oil on her hand. Socha, Yoda, Shemin, or Mechamamoso, Kineged HaMadura, and then she could put her hand near the heat, near the fire, because then she could come a little bit warm. Then the Sochel of not cotton. Then she could take this like warm oil and rub a kid with it. That's the only Eitzah. V'yeinu Chesheshes. But the Chura, he's more machmir than a Tanakam of Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, Anisha can't even put the shemen by itself near the Madura to become lukewarm. Now you have to do a shinui. You have to first put the shemen on your hand, and then put your hand near the Eish. But to put the shemen directly near the Eish to become lukewarm, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that's also. We'll soon see why. Something more boilihu. Shemen mala Tanakama. What's the loch of the Tanakama by shemen? The Tanakama says, maybe yodim kita mayim. You're allowed to put water near the fire, not kedei it will get that hot, nor only kedei.
I'm afraid the shotgun will also change it.
Yelei bishvil shiyachaymu, not that they'll get that hot. So Shala was a Tanakama. Tanakama just talks about Mayim. You're not allowed to put Mayim water near the fire today to get hot, only to come lukewarm. About Shemini doesn't talk. What's the loch of the Shemini of the Tanakama? Is he allowed to cook up Shemini on Shabbos or not? That's the Shaila. He boilu, Shemini, Mala Tanakama. Rabbi Rav Yosef Yamar Tavai Latera. They both say Shemini is mutter. Hey, Shemini oil is such a substance that can't become cooked on Shabbos. Even if you put it near the fire and it becomes hot, it doesn't change. There's no change in shemen. That's not called bishul. Bishul is the pshat. You put something, it becomes soft, it becomes hot on the fire, it changes. Even water. Cold water, raw water, or cooked water is a different type of water. The water is more pure, it's a better water. It's shayach and it's a bishul on mayim. But the Tanakama, though, on shemen, there's no chiluk. Whether the shemen is cold or hot, there's no shinui in the shemen, there's no isabishal. That's how the Tanakama. Listen, see, we don't pass like this. That's the Swan of Tanakama, though. As I helped Robert, what?
What about shemen coagulated? It would be
Nisanola to melt it down. Talking about bishul now, I'm not talking about that. Nachim, so Rabba of Rabbi Yisrael Yamit Tavaila Teira. They both say it's mutter to cook oil on Shabbos. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Gomel Yisur. He does know that Shemer Faket is more chomer, is more awesome. What's the svaris? Rabbo of Rav Yosef Yarmu Tavai Latera. They both say Latera. Shemen, oil, olive oil, afal pishi yatsa lettuce boy, even though you're cooking it up now so hot that the Shemen is yatsa lettuce boy, still it's mutter. Kesava Tanakama, Shemen ain't by Mishum Bishul. That's the Swan Tanakama. The old Shemen is something, no matter how hot you make it, there's no shinu in the Shemen itself. We're talking about the oil was oil before him. Not where it was a schmaltz, fat. We're talking about the Shemen. Shemen's diet is always in the same state. So when you heat it up, there's no shinu in the Shemen. It's the exact same Shemen, hot or cold, just that it's hot. That's all. So he holds there's no Issa Bishul on Shemen. Now, the Yosef of Yudla Meimer, we have Yudla next month, Yom Nebraisa says, Shemen, you should know, is also Yesh by Mishum Bishul. No, you're not allowed to put Shemen near the Madura to become Yatzlat this boy. There's an Issa of the Rice to cooking up Shemen. Just to put the Shemen close enough, they'll just get lukewarm, not hot, Loi Zehu Bishulay. That's no Issa of the Rice, that's not called Bishul. Azoi Ha'at Rav Yudin, that's what we hold Halacha. That Shemen is the same Halacha like water. Both of them is the same thing. If you put the water or the shemen near the fire, they'll get yatz lettuce boy. That's also. That's an isha bishul on Shabbos. But just to put the shemen or the water near the fire, just that should get the cold should go away, to become lukewarm, that's mutter. There's no isha bishul in that. Now, the Yosef Rav Shimon Gamliel, the third man, the Yom is Vait L'chumram. L'meimra, he says, shemen yishno yesh by mishum bishul. Shemen also, the heating up shemen, it's called some shinui, that it isn't issa bishul in the shemen. Vaita, the sheiroi zeh bishulai. You should know, just making the shemen a little bit lukewarm, that's also an issa deraisa. It's usually lukewarm, it's not yatz lettuce boy, you don't too wife enough shinui in the chepes, you give it a shem bishul. A shinu has to be that your mom has cooked it up yatz lettuce boy. Shemen heals poof, I can't tomorrow. Making oil just lukewarm is also called an issa bishul. Therefore, he says, what's the eitzah to do it? Only kalacha yad. Anisha is only allowed to first stick a hand in the shemen, and then put a hand near the fire, which is only kalacha yad dikazach. That's not a derech bishul. There he's matter. But to put the pachshal shemen normally near the fire, even though it's only in a place that it could only get lukewarm, Rabbi Shimon holds that also. That's one shot. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak Gamliel Yisur, he holds no. A Tanakama holds shemen is also awesome. What? Shemen, even Tanakama holds. Afal pi shen yatz lettuce boy, even though you put shemen near the fire, that doesn't get that hot, the yatz lettuce boy. We'll soon see what yatz lettuce boy means. It just gets lukewarm. Still it's awesome. Why? Kisavar Tanakam holds Shemin Yesh Bamishum Bishul. He holds that it's shayach to make an Issa Bishul on Shemin, on oil. The Shem Roizel Bishulay. And just making the Shemin lukewarm, changing it from cold to lukewarm, that's called the big Shinu in the Shemin, and that's enough to be over Issa of Bishul. The Yasser of Yudla, Mem of Yudla says no. Have Shemin Shemin Avad. If you cook up the Shemin to make a God's lettuce boy, it's also awesome. Now just putting it near the fire that it get lukewarm, have Shemin Lezel Bishulay. That's Rabbi Yudla Shit, that's Rabbi Yudla Locha. The Yasser of Shemin Gamlil Memer, Shemin Gamlil now says, Shemin oil, Yesh by Mishum Bishul. You should know, cooking up oil, there is an Isidi Raisa. It's called Bishul. They have Sheroi also Zer Bishulay. He also was just making it lukewarm, that's called the big Shinu in oil, it's also awesome. Now, Abuzayf Fetik Gemara, you have like this, like Ramachan's Pshad, you have Shimon Galmil Hanatanakama, they're both saying the same Pshad, they're both saying Shemin has such a Chomadikadin that even making it just lukewarm is also an Isidi Bishul on Shemin. So what's the chilter in the Tanakama and the Shimon Gamliel? So the Gemara, Ike Benaya Kalachiyad. The Nafkimina is, was the Rabbonin make if you do a Kalachiyad? Now this chat, according to the Tanakama, there's no heter at all to make the oil lukewarm. Even the Isha should stick a hand in the Shemin, Kalachiyad, and then put a hand near the fire, which is the Kalachiyad, the Kabishal, but the Tanakama, even that's Osir. Yem Shimon Gamliel says no. The Baal Kalachiyad is only Nisa the Rabbonin. Here, for some reason, the Rabbonin will make it. Why the Rabbonin will make it here more than other places, I don't know. Maybe it's called a shasha tzorich here. You need the hot oil. Like we're saying, she's putting it on a kid. She needs it to put it on the son. So if she needs it for a baby, the tzorich, the Rabbanu will make a kalach yad, you can heat it up. That's according to Shimon Gamliel. But the Tanakam, it's awesome. I was not Kamar, what's the halacha? Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the halacha is echad shemen, no matter whether it's oil. The yechod mayim, whether it's regular water, yad to let this by osir. There's only an itza diraisa by putting this a jar of either shemen or water near the fire, kidei that it will get to the yad to let this by. Or get that hot, that yad to take your hand away from it. Or the ain yad to let this by, if by leaving it near the fire in such a place that it would never get that hot, that you'll have to take your hand out of it, mutter. It's mutter to make lukewarm water and to make lukewarm shemen. That's mutter. That's halacha. So the Santi svaras machlekes of shemen has different svaras or not. One man diyama shemen has no shin at all. And one man diyama faker shemen changes much more just between cold and lukewarm. For the Gemara, the heichi dami yatz ledes boy. What's considered yatz ledes boy? So Rashi says. Heichi dami drashi soilud. What does lashon soilud mean? Yesh shesolim yisichas muet. Some people get soilud from a little heat. The yesh shein is soilud even from a lot of heat. Rashi before says soledis. Rashi on top of it says soledis. Rashi says in lot the taisha soledis means nimsheches leachareil. You take it back. Midaiga for your afraid shletich vihin shen burn. That when the water is that hot, that if you put your hand inside the water, automatically you'll take your hand back. That's called yatz ledes boy. That you're afraid you'll burn your hand. So that's the very hot the water, that you wouldn't leave your hand in there. That's called yatz ledes boy. Now, Gemara Sakasha, heichi dami, how can you tell? So some Yishenim learn, l'churot depend on what part of your hand the water falls. Your pinky bothers you, yes, your thumb bothers you less. This bothers you more. Like, we need a better shear than that. You can't just say you're afraid, you put your hand in there, you'll pull your hand back. Different people pull back at different temperatures, different part of your hand. So what's another shear of yatz ledes boy? Heichi dami. Yes, omarachba, kol shekrisa shotinik nichvis. If it's so hot that if you pour this water on the stomach of a kid, you'll burn his stomach. That's the sheer yatz ledes boy. So we don't don, even though the tight sheer yatz ledes boy means that when your hand goes into that water, you'll pull your hand back. But what's the sheer that's shovel chol nefesh? Everybody knows the sheer. If it's that hot that it goes on the tinnik, the stomach of the tinnik, it'll nichvas, will burn the stomach, that's the sheer. For Shaitz Lamaisa, it's a shayla exactly how hot it is. Some say at the Sabi Machmer at 110 already, it's called Yatz Ledes Boy. Some say even to 160, to 180, you could be making it's not called Yatz Ledes Boy. It's a tremendous chiddush from Moshe. The Megayetel, Amol Akula by Yain Nesach, it's a shaylam. Shaila, how much bishul do you have to give it a shame Yain Mevushel? So Moshe's chiddush is that you just have to make it Yatz Ledes Boy, and Mel is not, there'll be no Yatz Yain Nesach anymore. It's called Yain Mevushel. But that's making how much is cold yain hushel. There, a Moshe says 175. If it gets to the heat of 175, that's enough to make it yat, make it yain hushel.
That's
resistant. That's, yeah, that's kamat, right. That's a big cooler. I mean, the Telum Rav is not like that. Kedem wines, usually, they don't say it's yain mevushel until they cook it up to 210. If they hold that mevushel there is more than yat letters boy. But Moshe then the Shubah says not that. He says that yain mevushel just needs yat letters boy. But Tzachidish, there he says yat letters boy is 175. But that's the other way around. But we're machmer vada, once it comes to the heat of 110 already, you have to be machmer, that's already cold vishum. You shouldn't put fire, fresh cold water, near the fire to warm it up, if you know you'll be able to get the temperature of 110 already. That's called yatzla this way. Alright, right there.
Why
can
say that?
We'll talk later. Yeah. Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. One time I followed Rebbe into the Beis HaMerchitz. Well, the castu nich by pach shel shemen pabatia. I wanted to put. I had with me a jar of shemen, and I wanted to put into the bath there, push it to warm it up. The Yomali told me, tell the klisheni, don't put it here, but put it in the klisheni. Right, says he was choshed, there'll be mevashlan on Shabbos. He had a jar of shemen, it was cold shemen, and he wanted to warm it up, so he wanted to put it into the bathhouse. So he says, don't put it into the bathtub here, but put it into a klisheni. Retain, and then use it. Drashi nechnasti b'Shabbos, the Drashi ayin, the Rashi b'Avorans ayin, now the gold rechitza b'chamen on Shabbos. No, v'chami tveri hevi, he went into the chami tveri. Shloi nesu, k'di omeliel, the tirul hem chami tveri. That's the only type of a hot bath you're allowed to take on Shabbos, his Chamit Feryah, that he didn't ask him. So he went to Chamit Feryah, and he wanted to put the Shemin into a batis, the Drashi, and going, Brecha Suya the Karka, Shemayim Nechnosim Shemin Esofen. There's like a little pool on the side of the Chamit Feryah, the water of the Chamit Feryah went into the pool on the side, and there he wanted to put his Pashal Shemin. So he told him, Drashi, because of Nechshon Pashal Shemin, Lahashia, to cool it, to make it lukewarm. Losei Chemenu Kedim Rechitza. Kededa, I should smear myself with the oil before I make the Rechitza. So he told him, Tol min amayim the klisheni. Take from the water of the Chamei Tverayim and put it to klisheni. He told him, What's the mile of klisheni, the Drashi? She itstana numat, the klisheni ain't mevashel. A klisheni is not mevashel. A klisheni pashin means that you pour the water from a klirishin into a klisheni, the second cup, the second pot, since it's not hot to start off with, when the hot water comes into it, first it cools off a little bit. So klisheni is not so hot as the klirishin, so klisheni is ein mevashel. The yachakach, if you have a klisheni, then tain the pach, but take ois the klisheni. Put this jar of shemen into the klisheni. The acham bat yuzatrashi shachamim nishochim lo min amayim. Because the water that was in this pool, since it came from Chamit Tverya, choshev like a klirishin. It's considered like a klirishin. Shenisos koi boy. Because it got heated up in the Chamit Tverya. Shafafi shaviru malo mevashel kazan kamon. Hilfus akteira, hot pot. Shaviru Meroyskin, even you take it off the fire, coals them on the pot, it still has to be Yats Lettis Boy, Loyitu Techen Tavlin. You're not allowed to put something of food inside the hot pot, even though the pot is off the fire, that's called the Klirishin, because the Klirishin is Mavashal. There also, this pool of water, which was on the side of the Chamit Tverayim, since the water came from the Chamit Tverayim, which was like a Klirishin, it still has a loch of a Klirishin to it. So you're not allowed to put this jar of Shemin inside it, because the Klirishin will be Mavashal and Shabbos. Now the answer is, put the water into another Kli, into a Klisheni, and then you can put the Pashal Shemin into a Klisheni. Now if you do it, the Mahayim is showing him, how did exactly you get the water out of the Klirishin into a Klisheni? That the shalach can take a ladle, like through here you have an batya, you have a pool full of water. So the answer to get a klisheni, you take a kli and dip it into the batya, dip it into the pool of water here, and take it up, now you have a klisheni. But some say no, some say that's like a ladle. If you put the pot into the klirishin, when it gets in there, it's just as hot as the klirishin. So when you take it out, it's right to call the klirishin. That's not the etzah. The etzah is when you take it out, you have to pour it into another kli. Into the second kli, or the third kli, that gives the klishin. That's the machlokes achronim. Now get it to a ladle. If you take out soup, you put the ladle into the soup pot, and take it out, some say the ladle is still called the klirishin. So merely have to first put it into the plate. The plate is called the klisheni. So you should not pour the hot soup from the ladle onto like banlach, onto zachin. That's called ir of a klirishin. The answer is put it into the plate first. That's the klisheni, and then the tam of asher.
What do you mean the first time?
First one, I put the ladle in.
I can't, that's worse. Cold. That's cold? No, no, that, no, no. No, no difference.
Right,
right. We're not talking about Sikhan now. Sikhan is Mutzel. It's always a Sikhan Shabbos. Sure, yeah. Yeah.
So was the Eitzes. He told him, put him to a klisheni. Retain. So tomorrow, Shema Mina.
Yeah, that's Mutzel with the Shem.
Shema mina klas. You hear from here three things. Shema mina shemen yesh b'mishum bishul. One, you said he is siklo. He wanted to put the shemen in the ambachi to cook it up, and he said, "Don't do it." So you siklo. Well, like, at least not like one month before that. Shemen does have an ishna bishul to it. Or shema mina klisheni eno vashel. He said, "Abi it's in a klisheni, it's muta." You see, a klisheni is not a vashel. Or shema mina also have shayroi zel bishulei. Just to make it lukewarm is also awesome, because that's all he wanted to do here. So Rashi is there, Bishuloi. So the Hashem Biyam Udikaboy Viyosalei. All he wanted to do was just put this pach of shemen there, just to cool off a little bit, and still just to warm up a little bit, and still he said it was awesome. So Gemara Hechi Yavet Hochi, how did he do this? To tell him these halachas in the Beis Hamechatz. I be Omer Rabba Barbachonim, Omer Rabbi Yechonim, the Chol Mokam Muta Laharir. All over a lot of horror and divertorum. A lot of said divertorum. Chutz me beis hamerchut. Inside the beis hamerchut is also. And ubeis hakisei. Who was in the beis hakisei? The beis hakisei has soy, has a shmutz. Now I said divertorum. Beis hamerchut has a lot of zeya. It's not nice. It's also like a mokim atuna. You can't say divertorum with him. So here it was in the beis hamerchut that he wanted to put the pach shel shemen to cook up, and he told him it's also to do it. The Chur is telling him Torah. How could you say Torah in the Beis HaMerchitz? V'chi teimim b'loshin chel amalei. He told them in English. He didn't tell them in Loshin HaKodesh. Ram Narvai is no difference. Dvarim shachol. You still want to shmuz, stam talk. Mutal aimim b'loshin HaKodesh. In the Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerchitz, you could talk in Loshin HaKodesh. Are you not saying Torah? Just to stam shmuz is mutal. Mashenkin shakodish. If you want to say divrei Torah, you should know also learn the blushing chel. It's also even to say it in English. You can't say Torah in the Beis Hamerchus or in the Beis Hakisei. So how are we allowed to tell him here at Halacha? You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. And the Gemara afrushem yisurishani to stop someone from doing Isser. That's mutter even the Beis Hakisei, even the Beis Hamerchus. Here the Maaseh was the Talmud wanted to put the Pasul Shemin into the Ambachia. He was about to do an Isser deraisa. The male or the rabbon of Shef Sherei, of course, it's the raisam. The male afrush shayi lara b'nafreshim. That's mutter. Stam to say divrei Torah, it's awesome. But lafrushim isura, that's mutter. So the more teida bring yiraya. The yomer of Yehuda Mashmuel. Maisa b'tamid sheramei. So maisa ramei is tamidim. She nichnas achra the Beis Hamerchus. They followed ramei into the Beis Hamerchus. Obikesh ladiyah kaka. They want to like scrub the floor there, ladiyah kaka, to wash the floor. V'yoma loy, and he told him, ain't madichim on Shabbos, now that we madich, and now that I wash the floor on Shabbos. Drashi, ain't madichim, dil mos la shvi gumis. Maybe you come to fill up the holes on the floor, to shalaf un binyin. V'ayta, losek la kaka, then they wanted to smear oil on the kaka. Or maloy, shno also, ain't sochen, the same thing, now that we sach the floor on Shabbos. Is the Chura Almo Afrusha Misurashani? Aye, how are you allowed to say these things in the Beis Hamerchitz? You can't say Divrei Torah in the Beis Hamerchitz. The Torah says when you're only saying it Lafrusha to stop him from doing an Issa, that's Mutter. Is Hochin Almo Afrusha Misurashani? He told him he can't cook the Shemun on Shabbos. I was in the Beis Hamerchitz. Let's stop him from doing an Issa, that's Mutter. Om Ravina Shema Minit. Here we see. Hamavasho Bechame Tveria Beshabbos Chayim. If you cook up in Chame Tveria, is an Issa. The Maisa, the Rebbe, Liachag Zerhevi. Has here the Maisa Rebbe went to the Beis Hamerchitz. Now, which Beis Hamerchitz did he go to on Shabbos? After the Gzeri, he can't go even to regular Beis Hamerchitz, Mishum Zeya. There's an Issa Zeya to go into any Beis Hamerchitz. So, he's allowed to go into Beis Hamerchitz here. You have to say, went to Chametz Freya. So, you see, even a Chametz Freya also is an Issa Bishul. So, you see, there's an Issa Bishul in Chametz. And the Gemara. And this is a machlekes. V'yomale toy b'klisheni v'tein. Zokta Avin Malkash Eini. I've Omer Rav Chizda. Hamavashu b'chametz feriyah b'shabes poter. Rav Chizda. That's the Rama Paskins. You cook in chametz feriyah. It's midiraisa. It's mutter. It's only Yosem the Rabbonim. Has the Melech Nami? My Chayev Nami. The Koma Makas Mardis. That's what he said. It was also the cook here. It's only in Yisrael the Rabbonim. But me the Raisa though it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter me the Raisa to cook in Chametz Freyim? Either you have to say because it's not a Derech Bishul. That's not the Derech to cook that way. But also like we had before Machloikis. How does the Chametz Freyim get hot? Some say it gets hot from the sun. And so the sun, you're allowed to cook on Shabbos, not a derech mishum. What's only machloek is toldo is hachama. The chur, the chametz frey is a toldo. Something that got heated up from the chamam, so that's awesome with the rabbonim. So that's what this sheet to hold, is only awesome with the rabbonim. The other part to say that's awesome with the raisa is we said before, how does it get heated up, chametz frey, has pischa shagahedim. So that's mamish the or. So that's, that would be this of the raisa bishum. So chur, this machloek is, if it's nisra the raisa, it's the rabbonim, is totally how was chametz frey heated up. It was Iki heat, the Bais of the Iki heat, the Chur of both Emes. It was our Pitzchah to Gehenim and also got from the Chamam. The Chur of Shalom is, what's the Iki heat? If the Iki heat is from the sun, it's only Yisrael the Rabbonim. Because with the rice, you're allowed to cook in the sun. Like Rashi before said, it's not called the Derech Bishul. If the heat comes from the ore, from the Pitzchah Shal Gehenim, then it'll be Yosem with the rice. Omer Rav Zeira, Ano Chazisol Rabavua, I saw Rabavua the Shat Bambatya. He went swimming in a bachi, like a bathtub, and in a swimming pool. V'lo yadana, I didn't know, iokar ilo yokar. I didn't know if Rashi learns if he picked up his feet or not. Like mamish goes swimming or not. We just walked into the pool or not. So Rashi shot me saf. He was like floating. The shat pam bachi b'shabbos. He was floating in a bachi, in a bathtub on Shabbos. V'lo yadana yokar, raglav menorah. It means a big bathtub, like a swimming pool. And he picked up his feet off the ground, Zatrashi, Tiksovam, Kitanan, Ein Shotin, Al Pnei Hamayim, B'Meshilim, there's a Gemara in Beitza. It says, you know, swim on Shabbos, Pirish, that's Dafka Benor Godel. In a big river, you can't go swimming, Tanan. The Ekel of Migza, the other Zigzer, why can't you go swimming on Shabbos? Shema Yasa Chodesh Hashaitin. Maybe you make a raft. We're afraid you'll start drowning in the river, and you'll make a raft on Shabbos. That's why it's also to go swimming. But in a swimming pool, there's no gzera. So that was a shayla. Did he even mamish go swimming and picked up his feet? Or in Layoka? So if the Gemara treated Layoka, Avad, he didn't pick up his feet, he didn't go swimming. The Tanya will learn to know from the Gemara in the Tanya, Lo Yishit Odim, the Brecha, Malayamayim. You can't go swimming in a Brecha, that means in a pool, full of water. The afilu amenis pechotzer. Even if it's in your chotzer, your backyard, you see, even though it's a small one, a small swimming pool, doesn't have to be a big river. Even in a small swimming pool, the rabbanim also made the gzera. It's a light plug. Even though here there's no gzera, we come to make a raft. You're not going to drown them, but it's a light plug. You can't go swimming on Shabbos. So vade tosser. And the gemara name is no raya. Lekasha. Hod the less leg you do.